Good morning and greetings. This is Brother Eve from again. Thank you for calling in to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. We hope that it will be an inspiration to you, and I want to bless you for your hunger for the Word of God. I would like to start with two verses in Timothy. In this subject of science that it's speaking of, it says, let me read it. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science, falsely so called, which some professing have erred concerning the faith. Grace be with thee. Amen. So this word science, the original, is the same thing as what often is translated into knowledge. So it could also read oppositions of knowledge, falsely so called. Well, how many people, how often do you hear of such a person that scoff at faith because they say that they know better, or science points at something different than what the Bible does? Scientists, atheistic scientists, there's a lot of Christian scientists too, but atheistic scientists try to nullify the Word of God. They try to prove it to be wrong, and they have things that they claim that they know how it's not true, like creation, for example, the 6 days of creation, as the Bible speaks of. They try to say the earth is billions and billions of years old, and things just evolved over time. Man evolved from apes and monkeys and all those things. They say that they know better. The Bible isn't true. But it's oppositions of science, falsely so called. Oppositions of knowledge, falsely so called. It's not true science. It's not true knowledge. It is false. The scriptures are true. What the scriptures say is true. And we do not need a blind faith. We do not need to just accept things blindly, because all true knowledge points to the scriptures being true. What a blessing that is. And as we are in the scriptures, and as we immerse ourselves in it, we get understanding. Let's see what the Bible has to say about understanding. Knowledge and understanding go together. Science and understanding go together. I was just reading or listening to Psalm 119 this morning, and there is a number of verses that speak of understanding. I thought they were a real blessing. Psalm 119, verse 34, give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Understanding and the Word of God go together. We get understanding, and we love the Lord's, we love God's Word. We get God's Word, we get understanding. They build off of each other. They go together. Psalm 119:73, thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding, that I may learn thy commandments. Psalm 119:99, I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. Do you make the testimonies of the Lord your meditation? That's a challenge. It's a blessing if we do that. But so often we fill our minds with other things. Psalm 119:104, through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. Psalm 119:125, I am thy servant. Give me understanding, that I may know thy testimonies. Psalm 119, verse 130, the entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. And verse 144, the righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live. And yet one more in verse 169, let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word. Well, my friends, don't we all want understanding in the midst of a world that is confused and in saying so many things, so many voices out there that say so many things and contradicting things. Here we can get understanding. We don't need to hear all those voices. We can just come to the Bible and hear God's word and accept what he says, believe it, and we would not be confused. We would not be confounded. We would not be ashamed. God's word will give us understanding, and it will hold true. It will not return void. It will make us fruitful, and it will be oh so good for us. So let us make the word of God our meditation, and let us gain understanding from it, and let us be sure that that is true knowledge. The things that the scripture teaches is true knowledge. It is not a blind faith. It is not just accepting things even though the evidence points differently. Yes, there are things that the evidence may not be so clear. There are things that we don't understand necessarily in the scriptures. But as we immerse ourselves in it, as we study, as we pray, as we gain understanding, those things become more and more clear. So we don't need to be afraid of learning and then with that knowledge, finding out that the scriptures aren't true. It's not going to happen. All knowledge will point to the scriptures being true. And if it doesn't, then we must check into where our knowledge is coming from. If we're listening to the world, accepting the things the world says, then yes, it will contradict the Bible. But let us go after true science, true knowledge, and gain true understanding. I trust that's what you want. That is what I want. May we treasure it. May we go for it. And let our light shine in this crooked and perverse generation. So my friend, may the Lord bless you and guide you today and give you understanding.